I see Bernie Sanders is at it again. He's saying that the U.S. should follow New Zealand's lead and basically disarm. Man, and Tony, you brought up a good point. You would say you'd be willing to do it when?
Yeah, when he goes into Chicago and takes all the guns away from the gangbangers, and let us know how you make out on that.
Yeah, unbelievable.
He is the biggest fraud and phony I have ever seen.
Yeah, he really is.
Hillary is.
You're going to see a lot and hear a lot from. So we'll have a lot to talk about with him.
Oh, good.
But yeah, I can hardly wait to. Let's go to Russ in Buffalo. Russ, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Russ. What do you have for us today?
I got two comments I want to make. Number one, I just find it ironic that a guy that found a way to manipulate the system to get 5 deferments to avoid going in the war can sit back and make comments about a man who served our country with total valor. And this guy sits back and ridicules him. It's insane to me why no other veterans are calling in saying that regardless of the politics, like you said, you got to put all that aside. This guy had a set on him. You know, he took the time to tell them, I don't want to go home early. I'll stay here with my men. I mean, that's the kind of stuff you see in movies.
Yeah, you do see it in movies. And if you saw it in a movie, you'd say it's unbelievable. It wasn't unbelievable. It's true.
So I just wanted to say that you're the first one I heard. All these news programs I listen to day and night, all conservative and liberal, nobody ever took the time to say, regardless of all the politics, this man stood behind what he was, you know, a true hero. And I just wanted to say I congratulate you for saying it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Let's see, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Should the Robert Mueller's report be made public? Absolutely. The president wants it anyway, and I think it should be, because it will take the mystery away. Just as we still talk about JFK's assassination, was there another shooter, dissolve that. Otherwise, if it was not made public, you'd immediately get the group that would wonder why it wasn't made public. It must contain something that we cannot have in our government. Who knows what that might be? And then you let your imagination run wild. Imagination is the greatest thing we have. It's for our creativity. Imagination is necessary. Imagination gets us through a bad day of thinking that tomorrow will be better. And so if you don't know, you can guess. It might be favorable to Trump if you like Trump. It might be unfavorable to Trump if you don't like Trump. You can make up your own scenario, and it may or may not be what the report says. But if the report's there, here it is in black and white. You can read it, be my guest, and make up your own mind. That's the way to go. So I think there's not much question it should be released. And Trump versus John McCain. Okay, if you want to take the high road and show you have a credible voice. You understand that you didn't get along. He may have done something you didn't like. He may have done something the country didn't like. But he's dead. That's the Trump card on this one. He's dead. He's not going to utter another word. And so let it be and move on and learn from it. I keep whipping the dead horse, is the expression, if you pardon my language there. Doesn't do anybody any good. Doesn't make you any better or you any smarter or you any wiser. Let's go to Sue in Lakeview. Sue, you're on WBEN.
Hi. Hi. I just wanted to call to talk about the John McCain thing. Actually, years ago, Charles Krauthammer was on Fox News, and he was telling a story, and this was when Trump was putting John McCain down at that time. And he said the reason that he is saying he's not a hero is because John McCain's plane was shot down because he went against orders and went into territory that he was told not to. And he said that if it hadn't been that his father and grandfather were admirals and whatever they were.
They were, yeah.
That he would have actually been court-martialed for what he did, because he put his men in jeopardy, and that's why they were, they became prisoners. And so that's where Trump is coming from regarding whether or not he's a hero. I don't think he should be saying bad things about him now, but I think what has happened is that he probably has some insight into what the Mueller report is saying, and it's reminding him that John McCain, you know, didn't come to him with the information.
The dossier.
He went directly to the FBI, and so he instigated things which did not need to happen.
Yeah, but I understand what you're saying, but if you had a neighbor that you didn't particularly like, okay, and your neighbor dies, you wouldn't be public about saying how much you disliked your neighbor and whatever and all that stuff, because it's not going to change anything at all. Instead, yeah, and you wouldn't think about it on a regular basis. Well, we didn't get along. I'm glad he's dead. I'm not missing anything now that he's dead. Who thinks like that?
No, I agree that I don't think this is something he should be saying. But by the same token, this is, you know, this could actually destroy his life, Trump's life, I'm saying.
Well, it doesn't make him look any better, I can tell you that. Maybe to some people it does, but not to me. Hey, thanks, Sue. Thank you for the call. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBN. Okay, the last commercial mentioned that you can be any sex or gender. And the three of us are trying to figure out what we are. I always thought sex and gender were the same thing. Now, I think Beamer has the closest explanation, if he's right. All right, what did you say? If you're correct, you're probably the closest of the three of us.
And this is just a guess, but maybe we're getting to this time where gender is what you now identify as, if you identify as anything, and sex is what you were born as.
Okay, so you got original equipment and aftermarket. That's what you got in cars. I'm thinking of like cars. Okay, if I get in a car without a top on it, it's definitely a convertible. There's no question. I could identify it as an SUV, but seeing they don't make SUVs and convertibles, I'm thinking those are conflicting.
Although so, you could take a top off of an SUV like the old Bronco.
Yeah, you could do that. So I think we ought to come out here on the show by raising our hand and saying what we are. I'll be first, okay? I am male. That's all I know. Okay, how about you?
I am Spartacus.
You're Spartacus? No. I'm Spartacus. Just remember this. I am Spartacus. All right. I'm male. He's Spartacus. Who are you, Buzzy?
I'm male.
He has to look. See, that's the advantage he has. Even if I look, I couldn't see it. So I couldn't tell you. Got anybody got a mirror that we can check this out? So, all right. I'm the only one then. Okay. I'm male. You're Spartacus, and Buzzy is undecided.
Actually, I'm alpha male.
Maybe
you
that's
really
why.
Want to go
maybe
with
that's
it.
Why you threw. You want to be alpha male.
I'm alpha right, male.
Maybe that's why you threw your Stars and Stripes bikini away.
Let me tell you why I threw the Speedo away, Sandy.
Why?
I've got a woman in my life. I don't need to show. Never mind. I shouldn't say that on the air. I'm
no,
just going to stop
shouldn't.
It right there.
You shouldn't. If you've got a sports car, you got a sports car. That's all there is to it. Every once in a while, you take a ride, and that's that. All right. Otherwise, it's in the garage and stays there all winter,
or summer and spring and fall.
Depends on the quality of the sports car that you have.
It's put away forever.
No, I was just wondering in the commercial. I was seriously wondering why they would include both of those, but maybe I think Buzzy's probably right.
We're getting to a time where now, words are taking different meanings. I don't. You can be one of 800 genders. I'm throwing my hands up eventually,
yeah,
Sandy. Right?
I'm pretty like, much sure there's only two.
Yeah,
come on.
I'll just go along with whatever works.
Yeah.
The seats up. The seats up. The seats down. The seats down.
The only thing I care about is if you say the word sex, I will say yes, please.
Can I have more?
Yeah.
Or how about any?
Any would be
good for you. Remember that word. Let's go to Wayne in Tonawanda. Wayne, you're on WBEN.
Good morning.
Hello, Wayne. What do you got for us today?
Well, I'm deplorable, so that's I'm deplorable.
So are the rest of us.
I'm glad to hear that. Hey, first, before we get into it, I have to confess yet another sin I did against you, Sandy Beach. I am the one who said I like Donald Trump's tie about 5 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. I said, glad you're back. What do you have today?
No, that was something you were making an example that you might have politics on every show. Because if I say I like Donald Trump's ties, didn't like it, somebody else, I couldn't wait to type that in.
Okay.
I'm just a bad man. Hey, listen, I think he should, I can't wait for it to be released, but it's not going to make that much of a difference because the left is going to lie about it anyways. They're going to take one sentence and take it out of context, and it's going to take.
Yeah, you bring up a good point because there might be interpretation of what the words are rather than taking them literally. Good point.
Oh, they're not even going to interpret. They're just going to change it to make their meaning. I mean, this is how I have no use for a Democrat Party. They are not John Candy's party.
They do not play by the rules.
They make their own rules.
Yeah, they do. And I'm glad you brought up JFK because he wouldn't recognize today's Democratic Party. Can you, just in the inauguration speech of ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country, that would be so out of place in today's Democratic Party. They can't wait to do more for you because that's how they want to own you.
Well, they're horrible. I mean, I have no use for it. And try to talk to one online is like you're into an instant fight. I mean, they start with the insults and, you know.
Yeah, when's the last time somebody said, oh, you know, I never considered that. Thanks for giving me that information. I might reconsider my position.
Because
nobody
they can't
does.
Use facts.
Yeah. No, yeah, nobody ever reconsiders their position. Once you've staked out your position, you never change it.
Once you have no facts, that's when you revert to the name calling.
So, Wayne, you brought up some very good points for us today. Thank you very much for calling. Yeah, can you imagine JFK in today's Democratic Party? I don't think so.
He'd be sick.
I don't think so. And there again, everybody thought JFK was an angel from heaven. It turns out that his political life and his personal life may be at odds at times. But do you go on and just badmouth him? He's long gone. No, you don't do that.
Well,
you put it to rest. He was what he was. The record is settled on him, and you move on.
And you let history tell a story.
Exactly right. Let's go to David in line three. David, you're on WBEN. Nope, David is on the other line. There we go. Hi, David. You're on WBEN.
Oh, hello. Yeah, you had me confused there for a minute.
Yeah, I was confused because the buttons and the lights don't line up exactly, so I have to kind of bring them on an edge. What's on your mind today?
Well, first, if we're all putting our cards on the table, I self-identify as a lesbian in a fat man's body.
Oh, wow. That's an unusual combination. Thank you very much.
So I still like chicks, but, you know. Well, I'm going to agree with you, and then I got a question for you.
Sure.
Mueller's report should actually come out, even though I think it's going to be filled with crap. It's going to be filled with, we don't have any proof, but Donald Trump was so stupid and so ignorant in the position of presidency that he didn't even know he was helping the Russians.
I can see that. I really can see that, yeah.
I think it's going to be full of. But
he was naive, yeah.
My question to you is, what if Mueller actually did a truthful job and released as part of that 700 pages a chapter on John McCain that described how he actively subverted the duly elected president of this country by sending an emissary to Europe to pay for a dossier that was put together with a corrupt British spy in conjunction with Russian spy?
Well, first of all, I have no need nor any intention to change history. If that's what they found and that's what's printed, that's what's printed. You take it on face value. What I'm saying is it's just cheesy, for lack of a better word, cheesy to keep hammering a dead man. I don't care whether it's right or not. I said at the beginning, I don't care if McCain was 100% wrong and Trump is 100% right. It's cheesy. Now, if you present yourself as Donald Trump, I've got a gold airplane. Donald Trump, I'm the gold standard. Well, act like it. You know what? Nobody can tell him that. I'm sure nobody tells him that. The people that tell him that are on their way out. I'm a supporter of Trump, and I have been from day one. I've not wavered, and I'm still a supporter of Trump. But because I'm a supporter of Trump doesn't mean I have to just fall in line with everybody else that thinks he should just hammer the guy dead or alive. We all have our own standards. I have mine. You have yours. I'm sure yours suit you, and mine suit me. All I can think of is if my mother were alive or my father were alive now and they were listening to this show, they would be disgusted if I talked that way, that, yeah, he's dead, but he was a crummy bum, and we should have we should not have given him a state funeral and all that stuff. They would be mortified with that, because you don't speak like that of the dead. It's over. That fight is over. It can't be reunited. There's nothing any Supreme Court can do about it. Nobody has any say over it. He's dead. Get over it. But you know what? In the last speech that I saw, Trump, was, I think it was yesterday, he was standing there and in front of his audience, he said, McCain, should I get into it? I mean, he asked for permission to get into it. And then he got into it. And then, as one of the callers said earlier, he said that he gave him a good funeral that like he wanted, but he had to approve it because he's the president. We know that, Mr. President. We know that. And you don't have to toot your own horn. We know what you've accomplished. Go out and accomplish something else. This is not an accomplishment by any standard. We'll take a break and be back with more on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. We are back with Beach and Company. Got two basic questions to ask. The first one would be whether the report should be released. Should Robert Mueller's report be released to the public? I say yes, and I hope not too much is redacted. The only thing they should redact is something involving national security. Beyond that, let the chips fall where they may. As one of our texters said, we paid for it. We got 2.5 years of agony over it. We should see it. And I agree. The other is Trump versus John McCain. Trump continues the war against John McCain. No matter who's right, no matter who's wrong, it's over. The man is dead. I say put an end to that kind of conversation. Let's go to, let's go to Mr. Beamer. Mr. Joseph Beamer, what do you have on Facebook, please?
Well, we asked both questions, Sandy, and both got one heck of a response. But we'll start with Leo, who says, yes, it is tasteless to speak about the dead, but then again, McCain did leave us in this situation.
Okay. You have another one?
Jeanette says, my dad would say, if you can't say it in front of their face, don't say it behind their back. Give them a chance to defend themselves. Since he has passed, leave it be.
That kind of says what I mean. You're in a ring against a dead man. Why bother getting in the ring? The fight is already over. Decisions have already been made. There's nothing to be gained. Nobody's going to say, "Boy, you're a lot bigger man now that you're talking about a dead man." Nobody's going to say that. So I agree with the second one. Let's go to Walter in Cheektowaga. Walter, you're on WBEN.
Hi.
Hello, Walter. What's on your mind?
Well, I have a little different story. I agree that I think Trump should let it go.
Okay.
But McCain did a lot of damage. He was a bitter old man who shouldn't have been in his position after losing to Obama.
I don't disagree with you at all. I totally agree with what you've said so far.
And the whole thing came down to, he ran a decent campaign against Obama. He lost because he wouldn't badmouth Bush. And then somebody like Trump comes along and wins the presidency, which is an office McCain had tremendous respect for, but which is how he lost it. And the whole thing came down to campaign set out to intentionally destroy anything that came from Trump. And he lost whatever credibility he had, the hero worship that he got for his actions in Vietnam was, to me, just thrown away by a bitter old man. And I really think that Trump should put an end to it, just simply come out with an outright statement and then be done with it.
Yeah, as I said, I think the ideal time is when you write a book, and all presidents do, make your definitive statement there and then put it to rest. Hey, thank you, Walter. Good call. Thank you very much. Let's see, who is next? Alton. Alton, you're on WBEN.
Yes, Andy. No, I was listening to the radio this morning with you. I have to disagree with you with this John McCain thing because John, you know, with the dossier and like the caller just before me, you know, he was a bitter old man that, you know, would do anything to, but, you know, you compared that to, you know, your neighbor. But I look at it this way. Somebody was out to destroy me, put me, because that's what he did. John McCain, and with the help of whoever behind him, the Democratic Party, I blame them all. You know, they say that Trump is dividing the country, but I look at it, they're dividing the country. But you have to, they're destroying people. Without that dossier, there's a lot of things that would have not have happened.
Well, you know, my attitude is this. When he does this, like he's doing it now, he's continuing it, it doesn't show strength. It shows weakness. And I think anybody observing from a distance presidential behavior will show you. Those aren't the statements of a strong man because the other man is dead. I think it shows a weakness. It shows well, everybody doubted me. It turns out I'm right. And he is wrong, and he's dead, and I'm the president, and I paid for his funeral. This does not sound like a strong man to me. It sounds like a weak man. And I voted for Trump, and I voted for him because I thought he was a strong man. But this is those are the boastings of a weak person. You guys will probably disagree with it, but let's hear it, Tony. Do they show a weakness or a strength?
Maybe weakness.
Yeah, because strength is, I got it done. You can see I got it done. I don't have to tell you.
But, you know, maybe for his wanting to constantly tell, because he feels the mainstream media is not going to mention anything positive about him.
He's got to do
so
it
he
himself.
Feels, this is the only way I can get my message out.
He's got to do it himself. What do you think, Beamer? Is that a weakness or a strength when you do that?
I do think it's a weakness, and I'll go back to what I said in the first hour. I think he's only hurting himself. It seems very petty. And, you know, I voted for the president. It looks like I'll vote for him again in 2020. But how many times have we seen the president look like he's having a good week? He's putting good things together. Good economic numbers continue to come in. And he has to say something.
Throws a hand grenade in it.
Like, no one was talking about John McCain. It looks like the Mueller report is actually going to be good for the White House. Why the hell are you even bringing it up?
Yeah, focus on the good stuff. Magnify the good stuff. The other stuff, put it to bed. That's over. It's not still in play.
Like, I am known for saying dumb things, okay? But I think I would know not to say something about... I don't want to repeat myself, but there are so many other people. If your whole focus is to go after the Mueller report, there is a list. I could email the president right now a list of people he could go after that are alive and could defend themselves. Why are you picking on the late John McCain? It just doesn't. I can't find one premise that makes sense.
The key is late. If McCain was alive and still in Congress, if he were alive, not even in Congress, then you could do it. But you can't do it once he dies. All bets are off. The game is over. They've shot the gun. It's done. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. We'll be back right after this. One of the follow-up questions we were going to ask today that we did not use, I'm just curious as to how my guys would answer this. As you know, when a championship is won, it's been custom lately to invite the team to visit the White House. And then politics got involved, and some players didn't want to go or coach didn't want to go, but they still do it. And now, of course, the champion of the National Football League winning the trophy is Robert Kraft's team, the New England Patriots. And the question was going to be, should he go with the team to visit the White House? Now, yes or no, and why?
Should he go with another, talking about a plea deal for him? No, Robert Kraft should not go.
Should not go. Why? Because he's under suspicion of something?
Yeah, and I know, you know, it should be noted that you're innocent until proven guilty, but I just think it would be bad form.
Yeah, I think he shouldn't go for a different reason. I think if they really want to honor the team, Kraft would be a diversion. The press that covers it would be as interested in talking to Kraft as they would any of the players. That cloud would be hanging over his head. I'm not saying he shouldn't go for because he's been accused of a crime. I'm just saying if the team really comes first and he didn't want to distract from that, then he shouldn't go.
No, the press is going to go after him because he supports Trump.
Well, that too, but I'm just saying, but especially under suspicion of soliciting prostitution. Yeah,
I don't think if Kraft says, hey, I'm part of the deal, I do think it would be okay for the White House to say, maybe this year we'll sit it out. You guys have been here enough, and it's just not a good look, and you really probably should back off not only the White House attending games until this is either settled out of court or there is a verdict. By the way, Robert Kraft said he will not take a plea deal.
He's not going to take a plea deal?
That just in, no.
Imagine the president coming out, looking at the group and going, which one of you is the quarterback? No, I think this game is about the players. Not much question about that. And if it's honoring the team, it's really honoring the players, not the accountant in the front office and this person who doesn't play. We think of that as a team victory.
Let me ask you guys this. Do you think this tradition should be done away with? Because I believe it should be.
I do too, because it's gotten political.
Right.
You got people who are in sports who probably some of them follow the news, I'm sure, but some of them don't, and they just stand out by not wanting to go. And you don't want to go, don't go.
Look what Golden State did. They decided to meet with Obama instead. He's not the president.
Is that what they did?
Yeah.
Well, good. I hope they had a good time.
Yeah, I'm so sick of politics and sports clashing. Like, sports is supposed to be the getaway from reality. I am one, I don't like to live in reality much, if you haven't picked up on. And sports is like just a great gateway. It's a stress reliever. It's something fun to follow. I don't need politics to start creeping into that.
And they're no better or they're no worse than anybody else. They're just good at they're great at the sport they play. But that's it. It shouldn't hold any sway over us, whether they like somebody or don't like somebody. Shouldn't matter. And if they really had a conscientious objection, they just wouldn't go. They wouldn't announce, like Lindsey Vonn, remember her? Remember? If I win before the last Olympics, if I win a gold medal, I'm not going to the White House. You know, from that moment on, I rooted that she didn't win.
Same here.
And she didn't.
Right.
She didn't. And now she's about to, I think she just retired. So you don't say ahead of time. What is that? What kind of thing is that? You don't like it. You don't want to go. Don't go. Nobody's going to force you to go. Then you can tell your friends, yeah, I didn't go. I was invited, but I didn't go.
Yeah, these athletes that, you know, they're political scientists, and we should listen to what they say.
Exactly. All right, Mr. Beamer, you got a couple more Facebooks for us, please.
Yeah, first I have to say I just saw a funny tweet. Someone who's getting ready to go to the 12-15 NCAA March Madness game, they put on the screen, the NCAA opposes all forms of legal and illegal sports wagering. Yeah, that's why the front thing on your page right now is a bracket. We'll start with Ann, who says, yes, the man is deceased and cannot hurt him. He is only hurting himself by doing this. He discounts all his great accomplishments with this. Meghan McCain wouldn't have been complaining if Trump didn't open his mouth. It was wrong for Trump to say McCain wasn't a war hero. It's wrong for him to keep talking now. Get back to making this country great again.
Well, just the first thing he said is, I don't consider him a war hero. I consider somebody who didn't get captured a war hero. That's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous statement. And first of all, I think anytime you put the uniform on and they give you a gun and somebody's shooting at you, I think you're a war hero right there to start with. But come on, those that didn't get captured, please stop. All right, you got another?
Yes, Don says around the same thing. He is distracting from his current efforts. There's a time and place when his case can be made about John McCain. But as many times as he seems to go off script, his momentum gets lost. And I'll agree with Don. If you noticed in that speech yesterday when he started and he said, do you want me? He said something along the lines of, do you want me to address the McCain thing?
Yes, I saw that.
You could hear just like the nervous, like few chants in the crowd. Before he said that, that crowd was all behind him. It was loud. It was raucous. It was your typical Trump speech. You could just tell how uncomfortable everyone was when he went off script. It just doesn't make sense.
And I'm not a psychiatrist at all, but it seems like he can't stand success. He's doing well. He's doing well. And then he pulls out a hand grenade and blows it up right at his own feet. He does that all the time. If he could build on the good stuff he's done, and he's done a lot of good stuff, focus on that. In radio, there's a term called super serve. That's what program directors want to do. They want to find out what you like, and then they want to give you that all the time, super serve you. You like apple pie? You're going to get apple pie. Today, you're going to get apple pie for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Now, eventually, you may get sick of the apple pie, and we'll try and pick that up and then cut back. But until we hear differently, we're going to give you exactly what you want every single day.
And that's Beach and Company.
Yeah, well, thank you. That's very nice of you to say, you little brownie.
I had to take a shot from the blue line. It was open.
You did. Yeah, well, yeah, okay. He scores. Wait a minute. We haven't heard from he scores recently.
Talked to Joe about that yesterday off air.
Yeah, so what you do is you build on your success, and he's got a lot of success to build on, especially with his hostile atmosphere from the press. So why would you go into that other territory, which is iffy at best? It's not going to you're not going to learn anything new. You're not going to say anything new, and you're just going to cause people to think that you're smaller than you really are. So there's nothing to be gained by it.
Meanwhile, let's get that Mueller report out, please.
I want to see it. I want to see it. I definitely do. I think everybody does. Because then we can decide by the words that are written. First of all, we'll make a decision of whether it's legitimate or not. You'll probably tell pretty easily. And then once we get going on that, we can take it apart piece by piece and find out what the hullabaloo was. Because now the Democrats announced right after the last election that they were going to investigate everything. They said that.
Yeah, look what New York State wants to do.
Yeah. They're going to investigate everything. And because of that, we're going to have to live through it. It shows you how important elections are. You get the opposition party in there, and they're not there to govern. They're there to prosecute. That's all they want to do. They want to find anything possible about Donald Trump that they don't already know and lay it on him. They probably talked to the head of his Boy Scout troop. That's just the way it is. So he has to deal with that. So having as much success as he's had and dealing with that as well, that's great. I mean, he's doing really, really well. So don't bring up this other stuff that's distracting. And I mentioned one of the earlier callers. There's something they teach you in sales courses. Do not talk beyond the sale. Once they say, yes, that's it, do not keep talking because it's not going to be good for you. And he does that all the time. He's got the sale. He's got them wrapped up in his little pinky there, and then he'll throw something in there that'll totally distract. He gets off the track. It's almost like closing a business deal, except the person you're doing business with wants to do business with you, not like the press. That about wraps it up. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 9 on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.